We'll start with the Sefer. We're learning from the Sefer Nafshi Choyles Avasecha, which is a two-volume Sefer, very choshev Sefer on Tefillah. We have on page Samach Beis, we're discussing the Mailos Amiras Mizmar Tehillah LeDavid B'Kavana, which in what we refer to as Ashrei. Before we discuss what the words, the Sukkim of Ashrei, the Choyves HaVavis tells us in the Sefer Choyves HaVavis that a person has to always appreciate and value an item in order to treat it properly. If a person does not value it, he won't treat it properly. So first we have to realize, why is it, what is so great about Ashrei that the Gemara tells us in Brachas that one who says, on Daf Dalam Beis, one who says, Tehillah LeDavid B'chol Yoyim, Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Olam Haba. What is he doing that is so powerful with these words? Does it say if I put on tefillin every day, as Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Olam Haba? It doesn't say that, not as far as I know. Yet tefillin, we know, is one of the greatest mitzvot d'oraisa. In fact, the Rosh tells us is of the greatest in the Sechah Seifrim. So that's the question we want to discuss here a little. What is so powerful about Ashrei? We'll start in the middle of the page from Perush of the Levush of Mordechai Yafo and his comments on in Arachayim Simin Nun Aleph Sifhei V'Sif Tes. And he tells us as follows. Oimrim Tehilo LeDavid Arimim Cholakai Ad Kol HaNeshama Talokot. We say that Tehilo LeDavid until the end, until Kol HaNeshama Talokot. Lefisha kiblu chazal shekol oimer mizmur tehillah leDavid gimel pa'amim b'chol yoyim, because chazal have established this fact. They've told us shekiblu chazal kol oimer mizmur tehillah leDavid gimel pa'amim b'chol yoyim muftach loy shu ben ha'olam haba, is a muftach loy, it's a promise that this person is a ben ha'olam haba. I think we could just stop here. I mean, we're here in this world to get to Olam Haba, right? Like I mentioned, I asked my students a couple of days ago, I said, what are we doing here now? And their response is, we're getting to Olam Haba. Yeah. Okay? It's very, very from, very religious mindset. Okay, beautiful. I mean, that's what I was teaching them. But, let's just say Ashrei all day. Is that what it means? No, that's not what it means. We're saying when a person says the Ashrei three times a day, is Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Olam Haba. Even if a person has in his hands, meaning that on his account, he has half zechuyos and half avoynos. Mitzvah zu mechras. This mitzvah pulls the scale down and pulls him to the positive side, and he gets to olam haba. Mishum sheyesh baikol. Why? What's the reason now? Says the Levush, brings from the Gemara. Mishum sheyesh baikol ha'alef beis. It has all of the Aleph Beis. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Oh, very good. There's one missing there. No, it's not there, is there?
No, it's not there.
It's not there. Oh, that's right. Very good. So I see that we have noticed, paid attention to that. Very good. We'll have to discuss that. Opasuk Paiseach Es Yadecha. Furthermore, when he says that it has all of the Aleph Beis, he's referring to the most of Aleph Beis, besides the nun. But it also has a pasuk by Seach Es Yadecha, Shehu Ha'ikar. The Levush is telling us that the pasuk of Seach Es Yadecha is the main focus of Ashrei. Asher ba'avuroi tiknu loy markuloi. Because of the pasuk of Seach Es Yadecha, that's why Chazal said we should say this Kapitel Tehillim three times a day. What's so special about the pasuk of Paseach Es Yadecha Maspil L'chol Chai Ratzoin? Because in this pasuk, Shemazkir B'pasuk Zeh, Shivchoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemashgiach Al B'Yoysov Hashgacha Pratis. Umefaneis Maspil L'chol Chai Ratzoin. In the pasuk of Paseach Es Yadecha Maspil L'chol Chai Ratzoin, Hashem is Paseach Es Yadecha, open up your hand, Maspil insatiates L'chol Chai Ratzoin. What has taken place with this pasuk is a person is praising Maski. He mentions the praise of Hashem, Shemashkiach al Briyosov, that watches over his creations, Hashkacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis means Hashem is looking at every single one of creation, at that specific person, and guarding and protecting and looking over his actions. And he sustains and he satiates Chol Chai, every living creation. Therefore, it's Sarech Lechavim Ma'oid V'chol HaMizmor. Therefore, says Lavush, a person has to have Kavana Ma'oid. He has to make sure he has a tremendous amount of Kavana in this capital to Tehillim when he davens. V'yoyiser a pasuk Paiseches Yadecha. Even more so in the pasuk of Paiseches Yadecha. Shehu HaIkar. Because this pasuk is the main reason why we say the Ashrei. If he did not have kavanah in this pasuk, tzarich lachzor loimroi mitchila kulay pa'am acheres. If he does not say this pasuk with kavanah, tzarich lachzor loimroi mitchila kulay pa'am acheres, he has to go say the whole thing again. We'll discuss exactly what that means. What is to say again? We'll say he has to say from Paseach Sedecha again. That's the maskana from the Mishnah Berurah. Vim kivin the pasuk Paseach, and if he has kavanah in the pasuk of Paseach, even though he didn't have kavanah in every part, ain't tzarich lachzor. He does not have to go back. Aval lechatchila tzarich lechavin l'chol hamizmorim. Well, lechatchila he has to have kavanah in every single pasuk of this capital Tehillim, this chapter. Shekulam shir v'shevachim, because they are all shir v'shevach, praise, song and praise. V'lo yoyimar oyisam b'meruzo, a person should not say them quickly. Rak benachas, milo b'milo, one word at a time, kidei lechavin b'hem, in order to have kavan in them. V'hoysim b'nei adam, m'shoimrim b'merutza, and those people that say it very quickly, lav yoz avdin, lav yoz avdin, they're not doing correctly, yoz means correct, they're not doing correctly. Shemekatsin b'shvachoy shalmokoy, because they're shortening, what's wrong with saying Ashrei so fast? They are shortening the praise. Shemekatsim b'shvachim shalmakim, they're shortening praise of Hashem. B'shvil she'ilas tzrochim, because they want to get to ask their needs, what they need from Hashem. Hayesh moishel shitzratz b'kach, is there any ruler that wants such a thing like this? That a person, would a ruler want? Now obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to hear our praise. But it's for us to understand, is this a proper way of dealing with things? That a person should say the praise of Hashem, of the moishel, of the melech, of the king, just very quickly, so he can start asking what he, for his needs? Now, let's just review what we learned in the Lavush and then go further. Lavush is telling us that first he brings that what's so important about Ashrei, about saying Ashrei, is two parts. One is that has the Aleph base, and it also has the Pasuk of Paseach HaSedecha Masmil HaChai Rotzai. He tells us that the Iker part of Ashrei is the Pasuk of Paseach HaSedecha. Why is that the main part of Ashrei? Because in that Pasuk it discusses the fact that Hashem is Mashgiach al Briyosov, Mashgiach al Pratis, that Hashem is watching over His creations with a specific eye. Nothing is taken by chance. Nothing is happening by itself. We have to ask ourselves the question, so what is so important about that? What is so important about the Aleph Beis? My 3-year-old says of the Aleph Beis, a little out of order, but she says the Aleph Beis. What is so important about the Aleph Beis? That, that's such a great praise, that one who says Ashrei 3 times, Muftach loy shuben olam haba. What's so important about that? He said, made a factual point, that you say Ashrei because it's so important. Why? Because it has the Aleph Beis. The Gemara says another point, because you say Paseach Sedecha. What's so important about Paseach Sedecha? It discusses the praise of Hashem, that His Mashkiach watches over us. So why is that so important? We have to ask these questions. Why is that so important? And then he tells us that we should make sure when we say Ashrei, not just run through it. The truth is, Ashrei is, we say a lot of parts of davening, but Ashrei is something which is on the tip of our tongue. We can say it very fast. Now I'll tell you, as a side point, as I'm saying about talking about Ashrei, as an aside, I once heard from Rav Brevda, Zechet Zant Levracha, that they asked the Vilna Gaon, I forgot who they asked. They asked Rav Chaim Volozhiner. I think they asked Rav Chaim Volozhiner. They asked if that his brother, Zalman Volozhin, was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Rav Chaim Volozhin had a brother that died young, Leilenu was Razan Volozhin. And Razan Volozhin was a tremendous Talmud Chacham that he knew Kol HaTorah Kulo like we say Ashrei. So they said, so how great was the Gra? If Razan Volozhin knew the whole entire Torah, like we could say Ashrei Yoshev Yisachi, rally it off, say it so fast, and he knew the whole entire Torah like that. So what was the Vilna Gaon? The response was, the Gra knew Kol HaTorah Kulo, and he could say Ashrei backwards. I can't even. We have to start thinking. What's the last word? What's the last word? What's the second to last word? He could say Kol HaTorah Kulo, rattle off like we could backwards and forwards. That was the greatness of the girl. That's what they said over. Let's take a look at the next piece. On the same, yes, please. We're in the second paragraph on page Samach Gimel. I'm sorry. We didn't see yet. We didn't see Rabbeinu on the bottom of the last previous page. He brings from the Rakeach two lines. Hu shir v'nichbod shivchei shvachim. Ashrei, says the Rakeach, is a very powerful praise of Hashem. Amar Rabbi Seinu, Gemara Brachas tells us. Kol ha'omer tilu l'David b'chol yom muftach lo yishu ben olam haba. Whoever says tilu l'David every day, muftach lo yishu ben olam haba. Ki hu shir nichbod v'shivchei shvachim. V'soydes har b'yesh b'zeh ha'mizmor. Like we discussed earlier, when a person realizes how powerful something is, the soides that are, the secrets that are lying in something, he has to realize this is the praise, tremendous praise of Hashem. And the person should not, imagine that he's given $100 bills. And he says, and the person tells him, if you count them correctly, you can keep them all. You count them correctly, you can keep all the money. He's given a wad of $100 bills. So he's counting one, and he recounts it. He didn't get too far before he counts the first one again. Maybe because they're brand new out of the ATM machine. They're 5 inches thick. He makes one mistake, he loses it all. Who would like this challenge? Right? We're told, you daven Ashrei properly. This is Shivchei Shvachis, the praises of Hashem. To say Mila b'Mila. Now let's turn to the next page in Samach Gimel, on the next side of the page. We're now going to be saying from Rabbeinu Bachai in Pashas Tzav, Pasuk Zayin, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. The next side of the page. Amru, Gemara Brachas tells us, Kol Omer Tilu David, B'chol Yoy, Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Olam Haba. The Gemara which we've quoted a few times, says Rabbeinu Bachai, HaKavana, Ki Mitoich She Yizboinein B'man She Yoyru HaPsukim. In this that a person is Mizboinein, he contemplates the Mashi Yair Apsukim, now what the Psukim talk about, the Amashi Yirmazu, and the person thinks what they are referring to, what they are hinting to, Oz Yakir V'Yavchin Neflois Tamim Deim. A person will recognize and understand the wonders of Hashem. A person will strengthen his emunah in Hashem by understanding the psukim of Ashrei. And through this, he will merit chayi olam haba. He will merit shir in the world to come. So Rabbeinu Bachai is telling us that we have to realize what these words mean. We have to understand what are these words referring to. And through understanding what these words mean, a person will strengthen his emunah in Hashem. The Gemara Makkos tells us, "Bocha Bakuk ve'amidon lachas tzadik be'emunoso yichya." The tzadik will live be'emunah. What does emunah mean? Emunah means that I don't understand something, but I know that I'm doing what Hashem says to do. So therefore, I do it anyway. We cover our eyes. We don't just say Shema with our eyes closed. We take our hand and put our hand over our eyes. And we're accepting upon ourselves all Malchus Shemayim. We're accepting upon ourselves that whatever Hashem does, we know is right. That's what it means when we have this, the Pischei Lev in the Hagdamah to the Sefer Chayos Lavavos, he tells us, you just close your eyes. You don't want to have distractions, close your eyes. But we're doing more than that. We're taking our hand, a double protection. and was showing when I can't see anything. What does it mean, emunah? What does it mean, lack of emunah? Because here, Rabbeinu Bechai is telling us, when we say Ashrei with the proper kavan of knowing what these words mean, will strengthen our emunah. We live in a world where we have, Hashem gives us a gift called brains, intellect. We can think for ourselves. And the challenge in the Yisrael comes when a person sees things that don't add up, they don't make sense. 1 + 1 = 3. How could that be? Why did this happen? Why did that happen? It doesn't make sense to me. That's where my intellect starts saying, there's something wrong over here. Emunah is saying, Hashem is in charge. Emunah, the shorash of the word Emunah is Amen. It's Kel Melech Neman. Hashem is a trustworthy Melech, the king. Hashem knows what he's doing. As we discussed earlier, Hashem has that master plan. Everything is taking place in that master plan. We can't understand it. It's not physically, humanly possible to understand Hashem's ways. And that's what Emunah is.
We
definitely understand when good things happen to us. We definitely understand, that's coming to me. You know, I've never heard people complain when they have good things happen to them. Like, whoa, Hashem, it's not really me. You know, you deserve to shower this $1 million with someone else. You know, please, Hashem, are you sure you got the right address? I don't deserve it. You know, maybe, you know, if you make one wrong dot on the email, you make an extra space for no, it doesn't go. So when do we start thinking, maybe the wrong address, when I don't get the $1 million? Obviously, it's just emotional. So yes, we can understand some of Hashem's ways, but even when we think we understand, we have to realize we don't really understand. The more we know, realize the more we don't know. Exactly, that's correct. The more we'll be learning in this Hagdama, and the more we'll understand about Ashrei, we're starting to scratch away at the surface as to understand why is it Avtacha, Muvtach Lo Yishub Ben Olam Haba. Now we're discussing more about the Emunah. We're discussing more about that a person who davens properly, yes, he's saying the praises of Hashem, and yes, it's discussing the Hashkacha Pratis of Hashem, and he's building his emunah in Hashem. And I'll do something, even though we didn't read the words inside yet, but basically one of the directions we're heading in is that a person will be strengthening his emunah. And it's not just a trick, a skula. There is no easy pass to get to Olam Haba. There's no easy pass to get to Olam Haba. You know, you drive in a turnpike some places, it says, do not stop, can keep your, remain your speed. Remain. If you're driving 55, keep 55. If you're going 65, keep 65. There's no easy pass going 65 miles straight to Olam Haba. But it sounds like an easy pass over here. Say Ashrei 3 times a day. So who doesn't daven 3 times a day? You know, you daven. You say Ashrei twice a Shachris, once a Mincha. Good, I'm good to go. Olam Haba, here I am. Get your passport. Right? So that's not pshat. We're saying it's much more than that. We're discussing the Shvachos, the praises of Hashem. We're discussing the Ashkacha, praises of Hashem. We're strengthening our moon in Hashem. And what that means is strength and emunah. We live our lives every single day with emunah in Hashem. If we are living our days, every single day of our life with emunah Hashem, we're acting on a higher level. We're living tzadik be'emunah so yichet. Tzadik lives be'emunah. Our whole day is different. So the Ashrei is telling us because we're going to have a tremendous emunah in Hashem. Let's turn the page now. We're on page Samach Dalet, on the top of the page. The tzlach. I'm sorry, not the tzlach. That's the next one. The Siddur Shar Hashemayim from the Shlach Kodesh tells us. The Shlach Kodesh tells us that. This that a person says these words with his mouth, when we know when we daven, we can't just read with our eyes. We have to say the words with our mouth. He awakens, he arouses, like we said from the Chofetz Chaim and the Shmir Saloshin. What happens is, he arouses in Shemayim shefa bracha. Ma'ira l'mayla kol ois v'ois l'hamshich shefa v'ar. That there's a positive influence that rests now on this person. Obenian, he says as follows. Obenian alpha besa, the aleph base. Kos of mayreinu haramak, ramoshe kadavoro. The Baal Tome Devoira, the author of Tome Devoira, many other svarim. Ein safek shekol hamizmoirim sheyesh bahem alpha besa. There's no doubt that all of the praises of Hashem that have the aleph base, yesh lahem skula gedoyla, they have a skula gedoyla. They have a tremendous merit, tremendous skula, tremendous treasures. Heyosam kailalim kol hachav beis oisiyos. Why? Because they include all of the 22 letters. We know in this one is 21. 22 letters of the aleph beis. V'chol pasuk u'pasuk nitle v'chol ois v'ois. And every single pasuk is hanging and comes from the aleph beis letter. V'yoyis ha'odom meniyah ha'psukim mehem b'fiv. Since a person enunciates and says these words with his mouth, ma'ayrer kol ois v'ois b'mekoyimo lahamshich shefa v'ar. He arouses, these are words which I'm translating, I can't tell you exactly what they mean, but the Shlach Kodesh in the Siddur is telling us that every single posuk that is connected to every single letter of the Aleph Beis produces a shefa ar, a holy light that shines on this person. The next piece from the Tzlach. This is from the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Dalem and Beis. Mizmor ze moire al roiv chazdoi shel Hashem Zbarach. This mizmor discusses, shows on the tremendous chesed of Hashem. Mailas ti lazu shesdura ba'alav beis, the maila of this praise of Tehila Dovra Ashrei, which is sedura, which is organized in the aleph beis order, moire al roiv chazdoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It shows on the tremendous chesed of Hashem. K'mayish es sidur aleph beis ma'isef ha'hilich mimisparoi. Kein chazdoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, just like the aleph beis, there's an aleph, and then the next letter is a beis, and then a gimel, continues and going, so too, Hashem's chasadim, his kindness, continue to enhance and to get bigger and bigger. V'chazdoi hu meyer l'chol yoshvei seivel v'hoilech v'ar. So too, v'chazdo with Hashem's chesed, who meir l'chol yoshvei seivel, he continues to give light to all those who are yoshvei seivel, who dwell on his ground, his earth. Hoylech continues, v'ar, and the light continues. So we're saying here, for the tzlach, v'snachas brachas, that when a person is saying the tila l'david, and it continues, goes in the order of the aleph beis, he arouses, it goes from one level to the next, one to two to three to four, he arouses the chesed of Hashem from one level to the next. We'll stop here for today and pick up Mitzvah the next time.